picking up enough on the Friday little show. You're gonna just gonna play the music again for half the show? Well, no, it was y'all. I don't know, but it was just a musical interlude on Friday. Y'all, what I was talking about was the history of the Wheel of Fortune. You know, they're saying it's the 75th, no, not the, it's the 41st, season next year when that Pat Sajak's retiring. But y'all, the Wheel of Fortune started in 1975 and was on daytime TV and through 1989. No. 1991. And y'all, it's it's the syndicated show. The syndicated show started in 81. And I think that Pat Sajak came on in 83. So anyway, I was just giving you a little bit of a history of the Wheel of Fortune, and that's why the music was playing. But y'all, I don't know if I just forgot to hit record or if I accidentally took out my voice or something like that. But anyway, Big Fatty, we've now had to listen to this twice, please.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Top dollar value on the wheel for first round is $500. Look out for this black space bankrupt, because if you hit it, you lose all your cash, but not your merchandise, because once you buy a prize, it's yours to keep forever.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4010 of the BFO for Monday the 19th of June, 2023, y'all. Coming up on today's, say it with me,
a new show.
Let me guess, Big Fatty, you're going to tell us all about the history of concentration with Hugh Downs. No, not at all, Big Fatty. Hello, Juneteenthers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it's Juneteenth. And y'all, I'm going to admit, I didn't know a whole lot about Juneteenth, and I think most people didn't know a whole lot about it. I'm just going to give just a quick overview of it. Juneteenth, which is officially known as Juneteenth National Independence Day, is a federal holiday in the U.S. commemorating the emancipation of enslaved African Americans. Deriving its name from combining June and 19th, it's celebrated on the anniversarium of the order by Major General Gordon Granger, proclaiming freedom for slaves in Texas on June 19th, 1865, 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was issued. The holiday is considered the, quote, longest-running African-American holiday, end quote, and has been called America's Second Independence Day. And then the modern information about it, it says that it was officially made a federal holiday on June 17th, 2021, and it became one of five date-specific federal holidays, along with New Year's Day, Independence Day, Veterans Day, and Crema Day. Juneteenth is the first new federal holiday since Martin Luther King Day was declared a holiday in 1986. And y'all, here's another little fact I didn't know. Juneteenth also falls within the statutory Honor America Days period,
which lasts for 21 days from Flag Day, June the 14th, through Independence Day, July the 14th. Big Fatty, I've never heard of this Honor America Days. Well, I hadn't either. But y'all, I guess we're all just getting a little history lesson on plenty of stuff. Yes, Big Fatty, and some of it's actually quite interesting. Yeah, so y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Fright little show. And y'all, it was a normal evening. However, on Thursday, I get a testimonium from the jar, and he said, everybody, can I bring your valise by? I said, yes. He says, I'll be there in 3 minutes. Well, about 10 minutes later, Big Fatty, he was washing his underpants. He had to put in the softener. Y'all, he stopped by, and I think he had moved his clothes from the washer to the dryer. And he came by, and we had a nice little chat. He told me about his trip to the San Francisco. Y'all didn't bring up Kathy Marshall. I didn't want to pour salt on a wound. I didn't know if there was bad blood there or not. But evidently, y'all, he went to some of the vulgar places in the San Francisco. But he went to that Mr. S Leather and bought him all kinds of things. We just call it things. And y'all, it was a quiet evening. Y'all, I've been watching the sports ball and the Atlanta Braves. They've been doing okay. And I don't know if they won Sunday or not, but they were playing those people from Colorado. You know, they're Rocky Mountain High, Big Fatty. You got part of it right, but Steve the Tater helped me find a way to watch the Atlanta Braves, because y'all, I've wanted to watch them, but the Major League sports ball won't let you watch a team that is considered in market. And for Charleston, the Atlanta Braves are considered the in market team. So I can't watch them, even if I wanted to pay them, but I can't watch them. So Steve the Tater helped me find a way. And y'all, it's this year, it's working, but y'all, it's very low quality. And it's not as secure a signal as I had last year. But y'all, I saw, I was looking at the page that this comes in on, and it says, if you would like to have the higher quality, what do? You can subscribe to the premium sports ball, and it's $10 a month. And I'm going, well, that's nothing, you know. I'll pay $10 a month for now through the end of September, or October, so y'all, I went and started to figure it all out, y'all. And you can only pay in the Bitcoin. Now, y'all, I don't know anything about the Bitcoin at all. and y'all, it kind of scares me a little bit. I'm going to be honest. It kind of scares me a little bit. But I said, well, you know, I'm going to try. And it showed how you can buy the Bitcoin on your charger plate. And y'all, I set up an account, and I got my special code, and I got my everything I needed to do, and I went to buy $40 worth of Bitcoin. That's for 4 months, and tried to put it on the couple of different charger plates, and they were declined. Declined. Big Fatty, you need to pay the bill. No, evidently, the charger plate companies won't let you buy the Bitcoin on the charger plate. So I'm like, well, where can I pay for it in cash? And y'all, they have these ATM machines. But y'all, I don't understand the Bitcoin enough. I know Miss Bacon has some of the Bitcoin, but I need somebody to kind of help me with that, because y'all, I don't, and they have the ATM machines that you can buy the Bitcoin at, and y'all, I don't know what they give you, because it's all make-believe, but anyway, so I've fretted over the Bitcoin. I haven't done anything more. I thought I'd ask Veda if he knew anything about it, and he didn't, but he was going to ask the jar, because you know the young hip guys, the young hip kids, you know, they love the Bitcoin and the Venmo and all those kinds of things. So anyway, I'm holding off. But y'all, if you understand the Bitcoin and how Big Fatty can buy $40 worth so I can see the Atlanta Braves in high definition, let me know, because I'm lost. I'm just lost. And so anyway, for right night, y'all, we were having quiche. I made the bacon and cheddar quiche, and I made the blue cheese and ham quiche. And we had that and a wedge salad and for our supper. And y'all, I had chilled the bowls for the wedge salad to be in and pre-prepared. I cut the heads of iceberg lettuce into three pieces. So it was a nice size piece of... first thing, this is too much. This is too much solid. This is too big. You know, that's the nip. But he was able to choke it all down. anyway, it was me and Granny and Durwood and the nip and young Nicholas. And y'all, it was a lovely evening. Everybody had a good time, I think. And sent Granny and the nip and Durwood home with the remainder of the quiche. I kept the remainder of the wedge solid lettuce. I've already eaten it. And and then y'all, by the time they left, I had, you know, it takes me about an hour and a half for the go to bed pills to kick in good, so I had taken them. And you know, by the time everybody left, they were beginning to kick in. Big Fatty, you already take them today? No, not yet. But anyway, y'all slept like a baby and got up Saturday morning and did all of my puzzles and the paper, had my brufkas. Did the nipple walk, the nip walked with me for half of it, but another friend of his had some folks in town, and he invited him to go over and have a brunch with them. And y'all, he evidently stayed out with them all night. Well, I don't know about all night, but a long time. I hadn't seen him on Sunday. He said he was recovering from the Saturday festivities. But y'all, also on Saturday, y'all, I got a coupon. I got a coupon from the Kohl's. Y'all, 40% off. So y'all, I went over there and looked for some things. Y'all, Durwood had suggested that I get a pad for the new table here at the villa, and so I went on Kohl's to see if they had table pads, and they have one that you cut it to the size of the table and that kind of thing. So I ordered that, and I ordered a water repellent mattress pad for the for the guest room here, because, you know, evidently when Gay Country West was here, y'all, there was anyway, the sheets needed to be washed, and, you know, there was a chance that the mattress was going to be discolored, let's say. But so I got that, and then I got one more thing. What was the other thing that I ordered? It'll come to me. I can't remember right now. So I got those things ordered, and y'all, they've already shipped, and I got 40% off, and I got the Kohl's cash, and anyway, oh, and I got another tablecloth, aqua blue, because y'all, I don't have any solid tablecloths except except for a crema colored one for the normal size table. I've got some for the table with the leaf, and so I'm waiting for those things to come in. They'll be in this week, and y'all. But I remember my mother having a thick padded pad for her dining room table, and she had pieces for the leaves. And so, y'all, I just goggled it, and there's a company that does this. And they're kind of expensive, but I think they're much nicer, and it's exactly the kind of thing that my mother had. So I went and just kind of put it in my cart, and I'm going to wait and see how the cheap old thing does. And if I'm not happy with it, then what will I do? I'll order the fancy one. But anyway, y'all, the other thing I did, I moved my old TiVo machine from the live chamber. That's the one that works off the cable. But I had recoded the whole first season of The Ghost. And y'all, I've been wanting to watch it, but y'all, I couldn't figure out how I was going to hook it up and everything. And y'all, it hit me. I unplugged the Apple Snack TV and plugged that HDMI cable into to that TiVo. Y'all, it's not recording anything new, but it has those saved on it. So I'm beginning to watch the Ghost show. And then I've already recoded season 2 on my new TiVo. So I'm looking forward to that. Watch some more of the sports ball on Sunday, y'all. And then there was two more coupons. Y'all, the Zaxby's was giving you the free loaded French fried potatoes if you bought $15 worth of food. And so, y'all, I used the coupon. Y'all, I had a gift card. So it didn't really cost me anything because I used the gift card to pay for it. And y'all, then the Raising Cane's had the buy one big box and get one free. So, y'all, I did that, and I went and picked all those up. So, y'all, I'm going to be eating a lot of chicken fingers and French fried potatoes this week. But, and y'all, I've just finished recording the LFC, and y'all, I think that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, at Juneteenth, it'll be a holiday for some of you. And y'all, there was one other thing that I wanted to tell you about Juneteenth. I saw it, and it said, should you wish people a happy Juneteenth? And is that a proper greeting? And it's typical to wish people a happy Juneteenth or happy teenth. So there you go. So it's okay to do that. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Chuck Woolery from over there at the original Wheel of Fortune. He was the host from when it started in the daytime in 75 through 1981.
Top dollar value on the wheel for first round is $500. Look out for this black space bankrupt, because if you hit it, you lose all your cash, but not your merchandise, because once you buy a prize, it's yours to keep forever.
Oh, Big Fatty, I wish we would have had a chance to buy the ceramic Dalmatian. You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.